There is no more powerful, succinct, and timeless prayer in the Bible than Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3, really for all Christians ever to come. It is up there with Jesus' priestly prayer of John 17. It is a prayer of Paul's passionate hope for others to share with him in his union with Christ. Please read it slowly and reread it over time. As the words sink in, their meaning will magnify. Every sentence deserves to be meditated upon, then prayed. The four questions to be asked in praying the scriptures really need to be addressed in this unique, unexpected, and confessional prayer. What does the passage say? What does it say to you? What do you want to say to God, and what does God want to say to you? Add to that, what is Paul seeing, and how can you grasp it? I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul prays for you to be strengthened in your hidden heart through the Spirit, so that Christ may actively dwell in your heart. Both the Spirit's strengthening and Christ's dwelling in your heart are real, actual, as I can attest in my own life. Christ in you roots and grounds you in love, from which nothing can ever separate you. In that quietly blessed union, you will finally be able to comprehend, as have the saints before you, what is the truth Jesus came to reveal and constitute. Paul wants you to know what he knows, namely the height, depth, and breadth of Christ's love, which surpasses human knowledge and language. At that vaulted point, God will have filled you with the very fullness of God. The way into this eternal standing in God is through earnest desire for and faith in God.